This is Back to Reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, my dear friends, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to a new episode of Back to Reality. Hope you're doing great and everything is just fine with you. Now that we have your precious attention, buckle up to fly beyond the surface of your favorite topics. You are listening to Arab English Radio and this is Asma, at your service as the host. Well, as for our dear guests, I should say today is heaven. I have two of my very dear amazing friends and together we'd provide some captivating, thought-provoking stuff for you. And I forgot to tell you that both of them are Zainab. So I shall add that S on you, Zainab.
Yes. However, okay. I'm Zainab Sadat. You can call me Zainab Sadat,
yes,
in order
Zainab
to differentiate.
Now opinion. That you introduced yourself, please give us okay. a little bit more about yourself.
Okay. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam.
I'm Zainab Sadat. I have my BA in yes. English Language and Literature and my MA in Teaching English as a Foreign Language. And
so great.
And of course, one of my big interests is in mm-hmm. religious studies. Mm-hmm. And maybe it's because of my interest and my studies that I have the privilege of sitting in front of you today.
Oh, now then, on the other side, I have my dear one, Zainab
Askari. Yes. Assalamu alaikum.
And you, Zainab, please give us a bit about your field of study.
Okay. Well, I have done my master's in linguistics from India.
Yes.
And then I am still engaged in religious studies in the Hafsa of Qom as
so
of now.
So I am over exhilarated to be with both of you.
Thank you.
I'm sure we're going to set the table on fire. Well, today we are going to talk about something which has been pretty much viral, and I guess there is no single person in this world who could claim that I did not have this sort of disorder, which is obsessive compulsive disorder. In short, we call it OCD.
Mm-hmm.
So from now on, when we say OCD, we just mean obsessive compulsive disorder. It could happen in two different forms, generally. Practical and mental. Mm-hmm. Sometimes this obsession is just something that comes to your brain. It happens only in your thoughts. But sometimes it manifests itself in practical ways. What are your ideas upon that?
Obsessive compulsive
yeah.
disorder.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think it first attacks your brain. It comes into your mind first, and then it affects your practical life.
So at the beginning, it's something mental.
Exactly.
And then it manifests itself in a practical manner.
It comes out as in the practical
so
form.
So what are the causes for that?
Fear. I personally consider fear to be, because if I personally consider something, if I'm obsessed with something,
yeah.
When I look at back into the things, why I'm obsessed with this mm-hmm. is a fear.
So you say that having some sort of phobias is also could
yes.
be considered as a
yes.
way of OCD.
I think that's one of the most important reasons, fear or phobia. For example, I am personally obsessed with relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, I have lost many relations. The first thing why I get obsessed is the fear of losing that person. So if that fear was not there, I would have not been much obsessed.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's a very nice point.
Talking about mental obsession,
mm-hmm.
you know, maybe when you let the negative thoughts to be heightened in your mind, when you let them just to grow, you just provide you set the ground for becoming obsessed with them. So I think negative thoughts and being pessimistic somehow
exactly. yeah, yeah.
is another
so
reason.
So negativity is itself a sort of mental disorder.
Yes. For example, being pessimistic about people, it is again another form of obsession, I guess.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And also, what do you say about being idealistic? I guess too much of idealistic ideas would lead you into a sort of OCD.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's even learning, you know. Sometimes it's learning from watching people. I have gone through some articles that say it could be genetic, it could be just.
It's very interesting. Is it genetics?
It is. And it's yes. Sometimes even said that it's bloody. Like there may be some chemistry in your blood that to lead you to have an obsessive compulsive disorder. And sometimes it's just, you know, since you watch your mother. She's a neat freak. She comes on and cleans every 5 minutes. You as a daughter learn all that. Uh-huh. And you get this disorder just by learning, just by watching her. Mm-hmm. So it's something you could also have because of watching someone.
Because of the environment.
Because of the environment.
So you could get it from the environment that is nurturing you.
Exactly. Like someone in your family is time conscious and gets so much depressed. I think every one of us, as you rightly mentioned in the beginning, is suffering from one or the other form of OCDs.
The thing is that different situations could heighten this feeling, these bad feelings and make us involved in them.
And one of the very most, let me just say, dangerous form of it is the one that they are so obsessed with cleaning.
Yes, Asma.
And washing their hands, I don't know, taking showers, I have 24 hours.
Since it was just COVID, it was okay to wear masks and be hygienic.
Course, of course.
But there are so people who are so obsessed with it now, so obsessed with it.
And the habits remained with them, even after the pandemic.
Everything was fine.
You know that we already, all of us, have seen people, even before the pandemic, they use sanitizers.
Yes.
So this is a sort of obsession.
And did you realize that they caught COVID first? They use so many chemicals just for kneading purpose.
And I would say that because their thought was so obsessed with it, and since when you're afraid of something, you will get into it.
Yes.
Then that's why they couldn't tolerate the situation.
And then you come back to fear. That's why I said one of the reasons is
about
fear.
The COVID virus. Yes. They gathered the negative thoughts, and the negative thoughts just made them think about
all those causes are just combining into.
Yes. And I will die. I take this virus.
I would just, fill up the soap case with the liquid soap at my home. And I would say in the afternoon, it was nowhere. And I would ask my son, what's wrong with you? And he would say, no, I'm watching television that you have to wash your hands regularly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I told him regular washing does not mean that you will finish up the
You cut your hands with those things.
Yes. And I know.
And especially when you're not going out at all. So that was really freakiness. Yeah.
That would lead into obsession.
We'll be back in no time. Dear audience, stay with us.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
The person who is so much obsessed with neatness is caring too much about putting things in their place, and he's so meticulous about,
I think, Asma, at some point of time, it's really good. I won't say, especially in terms of time.
Being punctual.
Time is something.
Punctuality OCD is a good sort of OCD.
You know why? Because time is something that's not in our control. It's just going. It's flying. And it helps you to be punctual. You are always punctual. You're always on time. You don't lose things, and importance of time is so much discussed. I mean,
I think the positive OCD is just being punctual or just doing lots of things that, as Mo said, are considered as good OCDs. They are all good, and some habits are all good until they make us so much obsessed that doing such the things would bother us. Until then, everything is good.
I think she wants to say obsession is good, but when it turns into disorder, it's not good.
No, obsession. Good things. Being punctual, being, I don't know.
Just consider the very fact that obsession is a very, very great word, you know? It has so much of connotations, and it's mostly negative.
Because whenever something
turns into an obsession, then it would kill you, because it is something that happens inside your brain, and most of the time, many thoughts pop up into your head that you totally don't like those thoughts to get into your skin. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It turns into a silent killer. That's what I actually mean to say. So according to me, there is no good sort of OCD. Be it shopping, you know, because there are some people who are shopaholics. They would love to buy many things. And no matter how much they buy things, still they feel like there is a need for them to get and buy more and more.
I don't believe like three of us are women sitting here and we're talking about that, buying things.
Because no, we are not shopaholic. No,
that becomes a bad thing when it comes to obsession, as just as Ma said. Shopping in its nature is a good thing.
Just imagine, just imagine being an OCD about shopping, being a shopaholic, and then your pocket does not help you. What would happen to you?
You would be bothered. Believe me,
I know.
I know people. Yes, I know people who are whose habits, as just you said, her habit is to go and buy things that she does not need.
Their happiness is through that buying.
Yes, the even more they buy, the more they would be happy.
Even if it's window shopping.
Yes, and even if they do not need that thing.
Yeah. I guess I overthink, and that's a bad sort of OCD.
All right. Well, I personally think that if I know that tomorrow my guests are coming, I would not be able to sleep for the whole night just thinking.
Stressed out.
Really? Seriously. I would not be able to sleep.
So you are...
Yes.
You're a guest freak.
I'm guest freak because I have to make sure that I'll try to sleep, and when I'm turning on my right side, I'll just think on I have to clean. I have to make sure that everything is extremely clean.
Wow.
And then
that's
I'll turn on another side on my bed and
I guess that's
what
the usual
I'll cook.
Thing that happens to everyone when they have guests.
Come on.
But
everybody has guests.
I don't think there are women who cannot sleep for the whole night. If my guests are coming tomorrow afternoon or even like tomorrow evening, I wouldn't be able to sleep for the whole night just thinking how I'll clean, how I'll I don't know what I'll cook. Will I be able to manage time? Yeah. Actually, I'm a time freak.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Being punctual is okay, but if your punctuality is with stress, it may kill you within. And my punctuality is with stress.
Just we have to focus on the meaning of obsession. That's a huge concept, you know? Obsession is something...
It has negative...
Yeah, obsession is something that is... Weight. I would like to call it a silent killer. That's obsession. Whatever that turns into an obsession, it would kill
you. And do
you
think Zainab's case is some type of a silent killer?
You know, when we say silent killer, it's actually metaphorical. You are going to suffer from it all alone by yourself. You know... It would, of course, bother her because she won't have a silent night.
You know?
It would be sleepless, and then it would have some effect on her body, her stomach. You know, we have some neural disorders
the
that
risk
would happen.
The factors she's talking
but
about.
But you know that, you know what, Zainab? I have seen the people who have been suffering from obsession and their lives is paralyzed somehow.
Yeah. Everywhere
there
are levels of it. You know, when we talk about obsession, we have light obsession, we have medium obsession.
It's really meager in comparison
we have medium
to their
obsession.
Problems.
Anything that you do includes stress. I think obsession is there.
Yeah.
I think obsession is there because you have a... You then, you know, turn into anxiety and so many other depression kind of things.
So thank you, dear listeners. This was all the time that we had for today's episode. We were talking of OCD. And when it comes to even these sort of obsessions, try to have good ones, like go for books. Have book reading obsession. That would be a sort of good obsession. That's, I guess, the only sort of good obsession I would have in my mind. And
stop pleasing others. If you start pleasing others, you would have this OCD forever. So if you do it for yourself, that may be a positive
one. Many of mental issues comes with that fact that you should think about yourself
and tell
not
yourself,
just being selfish.
And tell yourself, like, it's okay.
Yeah, it's okay and let it go. leave and let others leave.
Yes.
So thank you for staying with us.
Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again. Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again. Let us see daylight again, once again.